Hi there, this is Sherry with Simply Celebrate, and this is a message, just a very quick message with a beautiful poem that you are going to love that is such a reminder to me about how we can impact other people's lives in the smallest of ways when we're not even thinking about it, we're not even trying to do it, but it's just who we are and how we are. And I'm just going to launch right into this poem because you're just going to love it. Are you ready? This is called If You Knew, and it's by Ellen Bass. What if you knew you'd be the last to touch someone? If you were taking tickets, for example, at the theater, tearing them, giving back the ragged stubs, you might take care to touch that palm, brush your fingertips along the lifeline's crease. When a man pulls his wheeled suitcase too slowly through the airport, when the car in front of me doesn't signal, when the clerk at the pharmacy won't say thank you, I don't remember they're going to die. A friend told me she'd been with her aunt. They just had lunch, and the waiter, a young gay man with plum black eyes, joked as he served the coffee, kissed her aunt's powdered cheek when they left. Then they walked half a block, and her aunt dropped dead on the sidewalk. How close does the dragon's spume have to come? How wide does the crack in heaven have to split? What would people look like if we could see them as they are, soaked in honey, stung and swollen, reckless, pinned against time? So you could probably see why I love this poem so much. I think what Ellen, the poet, does so beautifully is she takes us right to that place. You know, she takes us to that place where it's like the veil that's usually there sort of lifts, right? That veil that sort of keeps us in this like day-to-day, okay, what next kind of mentality. And instead, when we remember, you know, when we remember, we're all going to die. And how poignant it is. You know, she really says that so beautifully at the end of the poem, you know, soaked in honey, stung and swollen, reckless, pinned against time. That then she gives us those beautiful, you know, scenarios of places where we might just forget to bring some kindness. And I have read this poem, goodness, I don't know. It's likely I've read it dozens and dozens and dozens of times. And I never tire of it because of that. It just reminds me, and we need to be reminded because our days are busy. We have a lot of people in our lives. We have things we do. We have things we're worried about. And I feel like it's so important sometimes and as frequently as we can to get that bigger perspective, you know, on what we're doing here on this planet and how we're really all in this together. There is a shared humanity. And this poem brings me right straight to that. And I hope it does for you too. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Okay, bye-bye.